just a couple of days out now until the Donegal Intermediate final. Looking forward to it, no doubt.
Aye, definitely. As I said, we were training last night and we've had a good enough build-up, and I told the boys to kind of enjoy that, but kind of maybe have to kind of turn the attention now back to Sunday, and you know, kind of all guns blazing now to turn up on the day and get that performance that we're looking for.
I suppose getting the performance against Neave-Wirra, getting into that final, a bit of a hoodoo for Tearman over the last number of years, maybe semi-finals haven't gone to plan.
I suppose it's, if you want to call it, a bit of a mental block for us in the last couple of years now. You know, 3 years ago it was Dunloe, and last year was Downing. And then Neave-Wirra, you'd probably, if you watched their first quarter against Neave-Wirra, there was probably a lot of nerves, and especially when we attacked, and a couple of shots dropped short and went wide. But then again, once the game got opened up, and you can see what we do when we turned it on in the last quarter, so it's probably trying to start the game like we finished the game against Neave-Wirra now to bring it into the final.
And suppose, Kieran, do you look at that and you think it's maybe the age profile of your panel? You've a lot of younger guys there as well, and maybe not as many experienced.
Look, they're a good age, a lot of them boys, but you know, they've all played a lot of football, whether it be you know, a lot of that age group pushed on into an Ulster minor competition. Even at that, even beyond that, a few of them, like Sir Ryan and Jamie, pushed on to county senior level. They've been in and about that panel. Even a good few of them at under 20 level, county minor. So look, they're young, but I would say they've played a lot of football, and you know, I would hope that by experience pushes us on into the final now.
The year's been going really well for you back into Division 1, and the ambition, I suppose, Kieran, is to get back into senior championship football. But starting off in this year's championship, you had a fantastic performance against Glenn, who you meet now in the final. No doubt it's, you would like that particular start. A couple of goals you got that particular day, but it's going to be a different game on Sunday.
Hi, look, if you were to give me what we had 2-3 maybe after 10 minutes, if you were to give me that right now, I would snap the hand off you. But no, look, it's going to be a huge task, a huge challenge. And look, probably since that day, it could have been the best thing ever happened to Neave Columba, because I've watched them twice now, and I've been very, very impressed with them. And they've, you know, the calibre of players they have on their end is, you know, the likes of Aaron Dock, Paul O'Hare, Eric Carr, you know, Paddy Byrne, them kind of boys. They're huge threats all over the pitch, and we'll just do our best to manage that.
And looking at your group stages, you know, coming through it, maybe one or two good performances. Then your performances were a wee bit choppy, maybe against Red Hughes, and, you know, I suppose there was questions answered of your squad, and suppose maybe not the performances you wanted, but the result.
Look, probably the first 2 days out against Neave Columba and Malin, we would have been relatively happy with both performances. You know, round 3 and 4 against Burton Red Hughes, it probably wouldn't have been up to scratch or up to standards what we would have liked. But sometimes, like I heard over the last couple of weeks there, that even into the senior semi-finals, the likes of Union scraping out a 1-point victory, you know, you can maybe get down the dumps about them sort of things, but you kind of have to take some positives away from grinding them out, and it tests a wee bit of resolve and character within the group. And look, sometimes in championship football, you're just sometimes glad to get the result.
Yourself, Kieran, you're one of the youngest managers within the county. Everyone references it, but how has it been for you? Suppose the ladies won in last weekend, and the reserves in the final, and now the seniors in the final. It's a great couple of weeks within Tearman.
It's a great couple of weeks, and I suppose it's not really about me at the end of the day. There's a great group there, and we kind of set out our stall at the beginning of the year and set our goals. And I told the boys back, we met on the 8th of January, that it would take 25 players or so, and you know, you've seen that. I think we haven't used less than 4 subs in any game, so it's just a huge team effort at the minute, and it'll be no different on Sunday. That will, you know, it won't be just the 15 players on the pitch starting. That'll take the 5 subs and the other boys push to push that on now.
the prize is massive. Keelan, getting back into senior football, we see how difficult this intermediate championship is to win.
It is massive. But again, we'll probably, you know, from our own group point of view, we'll not look about winning or looking too far ahead. You know, we trained last night. The boys were in the gym this morning. And like, it's just about getting everybody right, getting the bodies right, and just, you know, getting that performance on the day. Because look, it's championship football, and you know yourself, the intermediate. We said it just before it started, that anybody could beat anybody on their day. And look, we're down to the final two ourselves in Neve Columba now, and we'll be hoping we can get over the line on Sunday.
Before I let you go, Keelan, looking at your squad, any injury concerns going into this weekend's final?
No, thank God, Pádraig. You know, every man's made themselves available. So obviously, you have your couple of niggles and bruises and stuff like that, but you know, once it comes to county final day, Pádraig, every man's there and ready to go. So that's a good sign.